Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
And back, as I said, to the topic of wearing masks in public. Obviously, it's a huge concern to healthcare workers, is the advice on the wearing of masks in healthcare settings. Dr. Bill Tormey is Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Medical Science and Consultant Chemical Pathologist at Beaumont and Connolly Hospitals is on the line. You wrote a letter, I gather, Bill Tormey, 2 weeks ago to the Health Protection Surveillance Centre about the wearing of masks in hospitals. What did you call for in that letter?
The first thing I want to say, Sean, is that the country has decided on the precautionary principle in relation to this pandemic, which means that we take as many precautions as we can to reduce the impact on the death rate. That's the first thing I want to say. And 20% of the economy has been closed off as a consequence of that. In relation to medicine, I disagree with what's been going on about masks. I think masks play a very important role. They have been shown to reduce the possible rate from spit and from microparticles when people cough or sneeze or talk even, and this has been shown to reduce the potential passage by about fivefold. The other problem is that because we have not got enough resources, that does not mean we should set out with the wrong policy. We should have a policy which is the agar terminale, in other words, the end station. But just because we don't have the resources doesn't mean we shouldn't call it right. It's been a bit controversial worldwide.
Indeed.
The CDC in China, George Gao, says that the one thing that the Europeans have got wrong in the US, in his opinion, is not wearing masks. And if you look at the doubling and the rate of doubling of the coronavirus in the populations, the Japan, Singapore and Hong Kong have shown that wearing masks has massively reduced the transmission of this problem. And all, I think it's fatuous to start talking about people using their hands and everything. If you block the spit going somewhere, going into it, if it's a respiratory thing and you block any exit of microparticles,
yeah, but
then you're going to reduce
the transmission. What do you say to the likes of Dr. Jack Lambert? We had him a few minutes ago.
I disagree with a whole lot of things he said, so I don't want to enter into it.
No, but he says there are too many people misusing masks and therefore making it pointless, wearing them for too long, taking them off and putting them back on, that kind of thing.
Look, the problem, as far as I am concerned, is a duty of care. I want to thank the SINDO and for the opportunity to actually bring this to case. We had, in my own department, 8 people in blood sciences involved in all of this, and it was because there was a transmission from an unmasked person. About 30-something percent of the people are supposed to have asymptomatic or mini-symptomatic.
Yeah.
And their transmission will be blocked, Sean. There are probably tens of thousands of people out there in the community with COVID virus that could be transmitting it, because that's what we're seeing. We're going from healthcare where 25% of the people who have been proven positive are healthcare workers. That to me is unacceptable. It's a shocker.
Yeah, Professor Martin Cormacan, the HSE lead on infection control, answered a question at yesterday's briefing about advice on the wearing of masks and how it might evolve.
Some of the evidence around masks, evidence is always complicated and difficult to apply in these situations. The evidence to support the general use of masks in the community is at best weak. I don't believe it's convincing. Others are looking at it as well, and there is new evidence coming along. So the advice to the Irish public at the moment is very clear messages that we know are important, which are stay home, keep your distance, clean your hands, keep your hands away from your face.
So nobody's going to disagree with those latter points, but
I disagree with them in relation to masking, because we have to move on here. When is this going to stop? The bottom line is we have to have some way of protecting people. For example, if 50 or 60% of the current diagnoses of COVID positives are in community related, it means people getting on and off a bus, for example, or on and off a train.
Yeah, and just in terms of
this is very serious, Sean.
In terms of how it works, Bill, I mean, it is the case, is it not, that wearing a mask or some cover on your face, it doesn't so much stop you from getting it as stops you from giving it away.
Precisely, Sean. Precisely. You got that spot on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maeve Sheehan has been right on this all the way along the line. And I thank her for doing this.
Yeah, she writes in the Sunday Independent. But yeah, Donald Trump...
Sean, I want to say one other thing. In relation to your question to Dr. Lambert about if you test more, you'll get more positives. He gave that as a negative. That's called ascertainment bias. The answer to that is the exact opposite. Of course you'll get more if you test more.
Yeah, but I suppose proportionately, if what really matters
and
is the rate of increase.
Hold on, you cannot, at the moment, we cannot predict who's going to finish up in ICU except if they're old or male, they're more likely. That's all you can say. Whether you diagnose it today or next week is not the difference, except for the fact that they've transmitted it to a whole lot of other people in the interim. That's the problem, Sean.
Donald Trump...
It's called ascertainment bias. You know, I spend a lot of time reviewing papers for an academic journal. Ascertainment bias, right? Kind of basic.
Donald Trump got ridiculed in some quarters when he said in the last few days that people should cover their face with scarves.
He's absolutely right. If you read the New England Journal of Medicine's latest edition, Universal Masking in Hospitals in the COVID-19 Era Perspective, I mean, there is... You've hit the nail on the head. If you are infected and you don't know you're infected, it won't stop you getting it from somebody else, but it certainly will stop you breathing on somebody else. That's the whole point.
Yeah. So what do you do yourself when you go out? Do you wear a mask?
No, not yet. Because I haven't been going out because I'm too old. I'm 69, Sean.
Okay, well, strictly speaking, you're a year ahead of the cocoon age.
Well, yes, but I have for the last 4 weeks been campaigning on this because I'm very worried about what happened to the staff. If you look at what's going on in the hospitals at the moment, the staffs are falling over like ninepin. The place has been decimated, the NCHDs, by this virus. It's a shocker. If you look at nursing homes, it's a shocker what's going on. And we've got to mask up everybody to stop the transmission or prevent it. Because if we're doing the precautionary principle on the economy, the least we could do for the rest of the medical game is the precautionary principle. And that's why I'm appealing to Tony Holohan to introduce the precautionary principle right across the board. And, you know, in relation to alcohols and all that kind of stuff, soap and water is actually better than alcohol for cleansing this stuff.
Well, look, you've made your concerns very clear there. That's Professor Bill Tormey. Thank you indeed for joining us. Editor-in-Chief of the Irish Journal of Medical Science and consultant chemical pathologist at Beaumont and Connolly Hospital.